Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
GOP strategist Zach Rode on NBC about how Democrats are reacting to the first communist Democrat nominee for mayor of New York, the most radical person to ever win a primary for a mayorship in America.
You don't have to connect any dots with this guy. He is very proudly who he is as a socialist. And so it's going to be very telling when you see people like Hakeem Jeffries, the minority leader, not endorsing yet. Chuck Schumer, not endorsing yet. Yeah. There's a reason. They're scared.
America is reacting to this morning. I've never seen this before. The only person we have this great toy that I'm just addicted to. I'm on it all day long. It's very expensive. You can't get it. People are always asking me, but we have it. I can tell Fox News has it by their coverage. And it tells us what the top stories are that people are interested in the country by hits, clicks, interactions on social media. It monitors that. And right now, I have never seen this before. 9 of the top 10 news stories that people are most interested in the whole country. Normally, there's some sports in there. It's a good mix. 9 of the top 10. Zohran Mamdani and his victory. 9 out of the 10. And the other one is a teenager shot in the Bronx. I mean, here's some of the headlines that have hit the top. So all of America is glued to this. New York City is closer to electing a Democrat socialist mayor. Businesses have mixed feelings. We've got real estate professionals can't even keep up with the phone calls. People wanting to move. People trying to get out of contracts that they are signed on to for a couple of years for apartments there. The top story in the nation, in shock to Democrat politics, Zohran Mamdani wins New York City primary for mayor. As the country reels and is just getting an idea of how absolutely radical this guy is. Here are some of his past tweets just so you can get a taste of it. We don't need an investigation to know the NYPD is racist, anti-queer, and a major threat to public safety, he writes. What we need is to hashtag defund the NYPD. But your deal with the NYC mayor uses budget tricks to keep as many cops as possible on the beat. No fake cuts. Defund the police. That's actually one of the more moderate ones. Listen to this. He retweeted this. Well, it's a retweet. It's a tweet and a retweet. In December of 2020. It's a picture of, quote, Comrade Arya Rajendran, 21 years old. She is the communist mayor of a state in India, the state of Kerala. There's the city. I can't even say it. But anyway, she won the mayorship. She will be the youngest mayor of a major city in the world and leads a detachment of red volunteers. These are communist street thugs that enforce the Communist Party of India's ideology with beatings and force. He retweets it, hashtag communist, with this, them. So what kind of mayor does NYC need right now? Me. And it just points to her. Hashtag communist. Again, let that sink in. This is who they've chosen. a guy openly telling you, I am a communist. I back other communist mayors. This is what we need. We need a communist mayor. So where's the Democrats this morning? The DNC officially tweeted congratulating him on his win. Unbelievable. Meanwhile, listen to this. The Chinese Communist Party is supporting the radical anti-Semite NYC mayoral candidate. Officially. So China loves this. That's understandable. He may not have to pay his family $30 to $50 million to buy him. He'll just go right along. Chinese Communist Party expressing their support for him. Oh, I'm sure. This is who the Democrats, folks, how long have I told you the Democrat Party is merging with China? Over and over and over and over. Meanwhile, he says that New York City, if he is elected under his rule, will comply with international law. And, you know, the UN headquarters is there. So every year when they have the big, you know, like the UN meetings that they have, all of the international dignitaries come into New York. He says if Netanyahu comes, he's going to have him arrested and he'll transfer him to the ICC, International Criminal Court, where there's a warrant for his arrest. And he says he will do this because he has to comply with international law. This is the same guy who says all guns should be banned. So clearly doesn't recognize the Second Amendment of this country, part of our Constitution, but does recognize international law. You know what? I love this. Look, the whole country is going to get a snootful of what Democrat rule would actually be like. And you know what? We really need to see that. We really need to see that. And here's the problem. So far, I think a lot of Americans still think that a lot of the really bad things that happened in this country, like the open borders, were because Joe Biden was incompetent. And part of the reason they think that is because Fox News lies and tells them that over and over and over again. Well, old Joe would love to secure the border. I mean, he's like us. He just was incompetent. No, he's exactly what Ma'am Donnie is. They're the same. Joe just hit it. We got to stop covering for them. And when you have a guy like this in New York, they can't cover for themselves. That's a problem. Donald Trump weighed in full stop, calling Ma'am Donnie 100% communist lunatic. Good. And suggesting Democrats nominate low IQ candidate Jasmine Crocker for president and have AOC as vice president to bring themselves back in play. He wrote that, people like talking about Zohar Mamdani, future communist mayor of New York City, would leave the country really screwed. Meanwhile, Democrats are now beginning to express concern about this. Others are embracing him. They don't know what to do. And you know what the debate really is here, folks? Do we come out of the closet as who we really are, Marxist communists, who don't really recognize American culture, American laws, and we want to be ruled from afar by either China, the UN, or both under international law? Or do we continue to pretend to be who we are till we get enough illegals here and get them amnesty, and then we don't have to pretend anymore? That's kind of the debate going on right now in the Democrat Party.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Well, this finally went viral. I've been talking about it for years. Part of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's persona is that she's a tough girl from the Bronx. You know, Sandy from the block. She actually did a video calling herself that. Sandy from the block. What block? Well, Bronx, you know? Inner city. Poor, humble, Hispanic. Just trying to make it in a world that discriminates against her. That's how she has patterned herself. There's a problem with that. I've been talking about it for years. She talks about how poor her mom is and her mom having to, basically work as a janitor, as a maid, and how bad it was. The poverty. The part she didn't mention was she was already out of the house by then, and the reason her mom was poor was because her dad had been an architect. And he unfortunately died early. She hadn't really, she'd stayed home with the kids. She didn't have a lot of skills. And so she suddenly found herself in the, as happens to people sometimes in the workplace without a lot of skills and not a really good plan to support herself without her husband. AOC was already out of the house by then. She kind of left those parts of her autobiography off. So yesterday, because she's a lawyer, all communists, Marxists, slash socialists are. They have to lie to get you where they want you to go. And then once they convince you to get there, they drop the speech codes on you so you can't complain about what they're doing. And then people start disappearing in the middle of the night. It's a very old formula. They've been using it since 1848 when Marx came up with it. But in the meantime, they lie. They lie about everything to get you there. Well, a GOP assemblyman in New York just called out AOC's suburban roots. She was having a fight with Donald Trump. Called herself a Bronx girl.
Oh, I'm all tough. I'm a Bronx girl.
Referring to herself as a tough Bronx girl during an internet spat in which she traded jabs with President Donald Trump. There's a problem, though. He tweeted, "If you're a Bronx girl, why are you in my Yorktown yearbook? Give it up already." Yorktown is a school an hour away from the Bronx. Yorktown High School. It's an hour north of the Bronx. But here's the problem with it. If you went to Yorktown, you lived in a place called Westchester. I know it well because my mom grew up there. It is an affluent suburb. The kind of people who would be very afraid to go to the Bronx during the day or during the night because they might get mugged. And he retweeted her picture in his yearbook, i.e. you live an hour away from the Bronx, honey. If you're a Bronx girl, why are you in my Yorktown yearbook? Give it up already. Okay, what is going on here? This is an instructive moment. By the way, this was a top 10 trender yesterday. People didn't know this. I've been talking about it for years. I mean, she's been lying about who she is for years. Why would you do that? Because if you're on the left and you have succeeded, or you come from a background of success where your parents have had the American dream, have managed to achieve it through hard work. Obviously, her father did, became an architect, had to work his way through school, right? Then you failed. You're an object of derision. You're proof that you don't need the Democrat Party and the government and others to suppress other people so that you can rise. Your proof there is no oppression. If Sandy from the block's daddy, who was as Hispanic as she is, can make it as an architect and move into Westchester, then nobody needs a Democrat Party. So you have to be canceled. You have to invent an entirely different backstory for yourself because you're an object of derision. If you have succeeded or you come from a successful background, there is no way you could have built that. And also you probably stole it from somebody. You have to lie about who you are. And if you achieve in life anywhere other than in the government or Democrat circles, you are suspicious, you're bad, you're evil, and you probably hurt people. So when you have a background like this that is shameful, a background of the American dream, to that shameful to them, a background of success and achievement and what they would call dear God privilege, it's got to be erased. So she tells her life story from the moment her mom is broke and having to go to work as a maid, not mentioning that was because her dad died. She had to pay the mortgage on a house that an architect's salary formerly supported, which is, again, what she was doing in his yearbook. So there you go. And this is what she does too. She emphasizes not her college background, but her job as a waitress. I mean, I could do that too. I was a waitress for years. Pay off that awful student debt. And I could just tell you I was a waitress and leave the rest out. But I don't. Larry Summers, Democrat, raising the alarm in a tweet yesterday. I am profoundly alarmed about the future of the DNC, Democrat National Committee. It's the head of the Democrat Party and the country by yesterday's anointment of a candidate who failed to disavow a globalize the Intifada slogan and advocated Trotskyite economic policies. Those are Marxist communist policies. I fear it's evidence our party is following the most problematic aspects of Britain's Labour Party. It didn't work there and it won't work here. God, I hope not, Larry. I hope not. Let's jump on over to the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. Texter writes, hey, Tara, sure you've seen this already, but Joe Rogan called out the cooling that's been happening globally when Bernie Sanders was on with him. No, I did not know that. I'm going to check that out because I've been on it for like a month. Record ice sheet gains never before seen in both the North and the South Pole. Texter writes, morning, my guess, where does it go? Texter, I was born and raised in the Bronx. AOC knows nothing about it. Another texter writes, it's Rudy Giuliani's fault for the way New York City is. I'm going to see how this texter gets to that point of view. He got rid of all the mafia gangsters that while they forced protection payment, they also took care of nonsense. Now they tried moving in on their turf. All of these woke communist psychos would have already been whacked. Maybe. Now the texter writes, oh, talking about how he vowed to arrest Benjamin Netanyahu, this new communist mayoral candidate of the Democrats. This is the thing that just spins me out. Vowed that New York City will now comply with international law as if it were U.S. law, and that if Netanyahu tries to come to the annual UN meeting there, the big confab they have, he'll have him arrested and he will transfer him to the International Criminal Court where he's wanted. He's got a warrant. So Netanyahu, I guess, not able to come to the formerly American territory of New York. I suppose he'd be fine with letting the Iranian president in, though. Texter writes, Yorktown is a high income area. Yeah, that's what people are writing. It's of course it is. I mean, her daddy was an architect, owned his own business. He did well. She never suffered a moment in her life, except maybe when she broke a nail. Texter writes, is it possible that this is all a ploy to get Adams back in office? You mean by the Democrats? No, I mean, because he's out there vowing to crack down on the illegals. I mean, this is a major sanctuary city. They're hiding them there until they can steal another election and amnesty them. No, they don't want him there. They want somebody who will protect the illegals.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.